ready?
When did the idea first come up for, you know, we need more beer in Savannah? Whose idea? Who's the first one to say it?
As soon as we moved here again.
As soon as we moved here. Yeah. As soon as we moved here, because the thing we noticed is...
Which was when?
May of 2024.
Okay. So a little over two years. Exactly 2 years right now.
2 years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think what we noticed is just all of, for the amount of, you want to call it,
consumers?
Drinking patrons, mm-hmm. there are very few breweries here.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are here have a very, outside of one, have a very specific target of what they're doing.
Right.
Right. So we wanted to change the game a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I talk about it all the time. I mean, you go to Charleston and there's 17 of them. And you come here, there's five.
Yeah.
Is it five?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And you ask yourself, what?
Why?
The guy that owns, I don't know if you know Jason, that owns White Whale over here.
We're just talking about.
Yeah, he, good guy, knows his beer. I had him on my podcast and I asked him that question. I go, why is that? He goes, well, first of all, Savannah's a brown liquor town. I go, no, it is not. It's a beer town. He goes, no. Yeah, okay, beer and whatever, but it's a brown liquor town. And he explained to me why. And I'm like, he goes, well, the port and those guys are, he goes, yeah, you know, St. Patrick's Day and all that, his words, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So everybody walks with a beer, but sales for brown liquor are always higher than beer. I had no idea.
I had no idea.
But that said, we still need more beer, more neighborhood beer. Oh my God. You know, look at what Hopatomica's doing. Why aren't there more?
Yeah.
I thought somebody should put one. I got trouble with Smith with Hopatomica. I had just been to Charleston, and I had been to one of those big beer hall places with the big screens for the ball games and all that stuff.
Yes.
Like a service, but with a full kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I come back. This was November. January, I'm at the Home and Garden Show, and some lady asked me, what would you put, if you had a magic wand, what would you put on Wilmington Island? And I said, well, Olive Garden. And everybody laughed. And I said, but after that, a big old brewery with, you know, food and the ball games and cornhole for the kids and all that stuff. And I put that to the Wilmington Island page about 2 months later. You know, I was asked, I didn't tell them. I said, Olive Garden, I don't want to insult anybody. But I said, what I thought the island needs is this. And a bunch of people were like, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great. And I said, and I think it's such a great idea. I'll even donate the space where was it, Coastal? Current used to be right by Wendy's where Ellie had her place.
Sure.
Going down Highway 80. I said, I'll even donate the space. That's how good an idea is. But Smith got upset. Well, I think we do have a brewery with good food. And I'm like, it's not the same.
But it's not in Wilmington Island either.
Correct. That's what I said. Yeah, bring it out to Wilmington. But you know what I'm talking about. A big old place. Yeah, okay, the food's good. But
yeah.
Yeah, like all the breweries out there, like a service, but with a kitchen.
So this is what happened. So we went to Michigan twice last summer. So we were there in July and then we went back. So July is kind of when we're like, yeah, let's really start kicking the tires on this. And we went back again in September and one of her dad's favorite breweries to go to up there is called Watermark. And they've got it figured out. And it's just, now granted, they started smaller and built it out, but they have basically a block, like a corner block.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a great inside brewery. They got great outdoor space. They have constant, like, outside stage entertainment, fire pits, picnic tables, places for, we were there when it was what, Texas was playing Florida, maybe?
But it's taken 10 years.
Right, of course.
Love this.
And so we came away from that and we were traveling back and I'm like, this is
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And I get it. And we need that here. Desperately.
And obviously this isn't that, but
No.
You know, it's a star.
Okay. So do either of you have a background in beer?
I was actually worked for a beer distributor in college.
Okay.
So not brewing, but a distributor. So I know that component. And then I've worked at various restaurants. I opened a bar in Panama, Central America.
Right.
So I've been in that
thing. So the magic question, where's the beer being made?
Right here.
No kidding. Oh, I see it.
So it's a bit different. right? Yeah. So when we first started down this route, like I'm not a brewmaster. I haven't been doing this for 20 years and have it all figured out. The plan was we would contract brew and bring it all in.
Right.
Quickly found out in Georgia that's not allowed.
Okay.
So
surprise.
So pivoted away immediately. I'm like, what are we going to do? Because we weren't planning on hiring a master brewer and having that. So the short version is this. We partnered with a system that allows we have input into the recipes.
Right.
But that whole, let's call it the front end of the brewing, all the hot, the mash, creating all that stuff is done somewhere else.
Right.
And they send us, based on our recipe and our formula, here's what you need to do. We mix, ferment, carbonate, distribute.
Wow. Yeah, there's a place like that. I'm guessing it's still there because it was really, really good food on St. Simon's.
Yes.
We were there.
We went there to visit because there are only two systems that do this. That's one of them.
Gotcha.
And then there's one that's based out of Cary, North Carolina.
Okay.
And we went to visit them.
So only three on the East Coast?
Only two companies do this.
Companies.
That we know of.
That we know of. That have this sort of system.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
This one's Easy Brew.
Gotcha.
And the one in St. Simon is called Smart Brew.
Gotcha. So they're competitors.
Competitors.
Okay.
Yeah.
But same thing.
Yeah. Similar.
Right.
Similar. This one's all manufactured in the U.S. Right. No outside.
So how many beers? I see seven taps over there.
Currently,
six, eight.
Eight. Well, the eighth is the hop water, which is the non-alcoholic.
Okay.
And we can do 12. It's just a matter of when they're ready, we keg them and then start the process again, right?
Gotcha.
New recipes.
Gotcha. And so you keg them right there. Everything happens.
Everything. It's where all the magic happens, right there.
And so you have a cooler, I assume, to keep.
Coolers in the back, behind that tap. So it's really like that top wall goes right up against the cooler.
Nice.
So
how many square feet here?
1380 total.
And seats-ish? Yeah.
48 seats.
Okay.
Our capacity is 16.
Okay. And no, I assume in this neighborhood, no consumption on the sidewalk. Yeah. They'll come and bury you under the jail. Yeah. Even though we're getting to the point where this should be allowed with all these spots. But when the Colombian place opens over here, this will all be a spot. No doubt. You know about it, right?
And the bar, how about the barbecue one too?
Yeah, barbecue. Yeah. Yeah, he's already there though, but the Colombian place right here at the railroad track.
On the corner, what they're building out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big Mom.
I knew there was something going in there.
Yeah. Big Mom Bodega's doing a little Colombian cafe.
Oh, nice.
Right there. And then someone will go into Nairoba's. So yeah, this whole thing will be a thing. So the name, I'm guessing, happened pretty quickly, pretty easily. First City Brewery.
Yeah.
That was easy peasy. Because you told me you were doing that. When I saw the name on Facebook, I'm like, okay, that was slam dunk. What are the hours going to be?
On the weekends, it's noon to 11. But on the weekdays, noon to 10.
Okay. Are you allowed to stay open later?
You just have to let the city know.
Gotcha.
But we also want to be very conscious of our neighbors and not.
Right. Of course. Food. Any? No.
So we're doing, it's like Savannah-style pinchos. Pinchos.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we are in San Sebastian, every bar you go to, they automatically give you like a bite-sized appetizer, right? Yeah. And we're like, we didn't order food. They're like, no, it just comes with it.
Yeah.
So every Friday and Saturday, the first 100 beers that are ordered come with a Savannah-style pincho.
Okay.
So initially, we've got Savannah's Phone Company. It's doing Fridays.
Okay.
Both a sweet and a savory. And then on Saturday, we've got Honey Bunny.
No, Hey Honey.
Hey Honey Boards and Blooms, the charcuterie place that just opened on the street.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing, it's like a.
Oh, that's over on Barnard. That's in front of, I live right over there.
Yeah, she just opened up a couple weeks
ago. Barnard and Park, Duffy. Right? Or Duffy?
Duffy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I live over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I drove by. I saw there's 50 people outside.
Yeah.
So she's doing our Saturdays, 100 little bites. And the first one we're doing is this, like, she calls them Savannah Heat. It's pimento cheese on a little crudite type of thing. And then a hot red pepper on top. Right. It's delicious.
Now, magic question, that is your munchies. If somebody wanted to bring a pizza in, are they allowed?
Absolutely.
All that stuff? Okay.
Yep.
Eventually, we'd like to do some sort of partnership.
Right.
Right? With food. We haven't got there yet.
Right. So if somebody comes here and they're going to watch a ball game and they order
yep.
DoorDash
no
to bring
problem.
It here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
That's important. You know how people are with that.
Yep.
Especially pizza. I'll show up with a pizza and watch.
Oh,
no problem. Because
yeah.
Yeah, and we're hoping that we can find some partnerships locally that we can come up to some sort of agreement so they'll QR code it here and
right.
figure it out. Right?
Yeah, I've seen that as well. I'm sure you guys have too.
Yeah.
So what is your tie to Savannah?
Well, I've been coming here since 2003. I moved here for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps drawing me back, right?
I keep
moving away, coming back. So now we're here for good. We actually, because when we were spending some time in Europe, we're like, we love the vibe.
Yeah.
But we want to live in the States,
right.
and we like the South.
Right.
So we started going and staying like a week in different cities all over that said this is a great European vibe. And at the end of the day, Savannah was very clearly the one that we liked the best because it's a walking city. We like that. It's in the South. It's got that historic, that beautiful component's got a soul, you know? And there's the people. It's just diverse. It's awesome. Like you see everything. It's So that's where Savannah's definitely home.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not, people are like, first city though, that's so specific to Savannah, as it should be. We're not planning on going anywhere else.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, make it big here. You don't need to go.
I guess.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to distribute. So again, this is literally just, we want our community to come and hang out with us, have some beers, have some laughs, and have a good time. Right.
And you know what? How many people out there have started with their homebrew kit. That was how Kevin started at service.
Yeah.
And look at all that. So you start with this, and next thing you know, in 5 years, we'll all have a laugh like, remember we were doing it? And now you've got a warehouse somewhere where you're actually doing the vision of what you saw in Michigan. So,
right.
You know, you got to start somewhere. That's really cool. That's really cool.
Maybe on Wellness Island. That would be the
right. Thing. Wouldn't that be the funniest thing? Anything else before I shut this off that we should know?
I don't think so.
No?
We have a mug plug, which is different. No one else has that.
Which is what?
So you can use monthly or annually. Obviously, get a discount if you do annually. But every month, there's an event that we host for our mug club members. It'll be like a little free food and things like that.
Right.
And we'll be tasting different beers. So we take what they say, their input, and that's how we create new recipes. They also get 4 extra ounces of beer in every pour. They get their designated mug. So each of those has a spot. They could decorate the mug how they want to. They could do whatever they want with it. And they get 10% off of all merch.
Rotation. I'm guessing you're going to let the demand speak to what you keep and rotate out the rest.
Exactly. Right.
We have the ability to do the smaller batches.
Right.
So we'll see what, you know, the soft opening, we got a little bit of an indicator, but let's wait and see.
You got good feedback.
We had comment cards for everybody. Yeah. And if they turned it in, they got a wooden nickel, which gives you 50% off your next beer.
Woo!
So yeah, they were, they all turned them in. Good. And they had great, like good feedback, things that we actually use. Like someone was like, I couldn't find the lock on the door. Good. Let's make a note so people know where to find the lock.
Right.
Or another person said over there, they thought they could use a
foot rail.
Great. Let's get a foot rail installed. You know? So it was like, real good stuff that we could actually use. And then the beers, it was funny though, because like 3 people said it was overcarbonated. 3 people said it was undercarbonated, the exact same beer. So I'm like, okay, this is a matter of preference.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or same with different flavors. Like you can tell someone, I'm an Irish red person. So I'm going to like the Irish red. I like the citrus IPA even, which I usually don't like IPAs, but I'm not going to be as fond of the light beer maybe, right? So you'll see those palettes too. The people that ranked the light beer really high ranked it. But nobody went under average. So we had no one that said it was under average. And then non-beer drinkers were drinking too. And they're like, this is the first time I've ever enjoyed a beer. So that was fun.
That's good.
But I didn't know if it was just because they were here with us or if they really liked it.